Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
43953.
Thank you. May I have your name, please?
Yes, Judy Ostrowski, O-S-T-R-O-W-S-K-Y. I don't know anything about this, and I did not sign up for this.
I'm sorry, what was the first name again?
Judy.
And let me make sure that I'm spelling the last name correctly. You did say O-S-T-R-O-W-S-K-I.
Why?
Could you confirm your address for me, please?
320 Frostview Drive, Wintersville, Ohio. Can you tell me what company I'm speaking to?
Yes, ma'am. You have reached me here at ByteTub. We are a meal planning app that you download for any mobile device. The way that your account was set up with us, you did completed a sweepstakes offer for the KitchenAid mixer.
Yes.
With you paying the shipping cost, there were some terms and conditions in agreement with that offer that you would be enrolling into ByteTub. And that does help you to use real food to boost energy and also cut sugar and carb cravings from your diet. Also, with the application, it does help you to create different meal plans and recipe guides, and that's based upon the amount of calories that you want to consume each day.
Can you tell me if I'm going to receive the mixer?
Well, that is a separate offer for you. If you're going to receive the mixer, some information should have been sent to you via email explaining that offer.
Well, I want to cancel this.
Well, if you'd like to remain with us, I can reduce the monthly subscription down to $20 each month for you to stay.
No, no. And the credit card that was given to you has been canceled because I thought this was fraud. Because I thought I was just downloading the $2 that I was supposed to. And here it came up $59 and something. And I'm not interested in that. So I'll give you another credit card that you can credit my account with, okay?
No, ma'am. I'm sorry. I won't be able to do that for you due to you filing the dispute. These charges are valid charges. How long ago did you file that dispute with your bank?
I didn't file a dispute. It came up fraud asking me if I had done this. Oh, this is ridiculous. You know,
what I'm asking, you did say that you canceled your